Blog Talk Radio. man by the name of Bishop William Murphy. He says you gotta make your body language prophesy. I'm stealing that for the night, Bishop. When you say breakthrough, I need you to break out of the stuff that you're in. And I need you to break for it.
I am just one praise from my grace.
I don't know if y'all really got it. I need you to get in your neighbor's face. I need you to prophesy to them and tell them, you are just here.
Amen, amen. We're waiting on a few more people to call in on the line. Praise God. Amen. Before we get our meeting started, amen. So just give us a few more minutes while we wait on a couple more people to call in on this morning. Praise God.
You took on a frame. You walked in a pain. Now you're taking us. Oh, yeah, yeah. You stepped into time.
Go from the world.
Praise God on this morning. We thank God for everybody who called in. Amen for the meeting on this morning. Before we get started, we're going to open up with a word of prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you, Lord, for allowing us to come together in your holy name on today. Lord, Lord, we ask, Lord, that your will be done on today, Lord. We rebuke any works of the enemy that wants to come in and hinder what you are doing in the work of your God and the lives of your people, Lord. And Lord, we thank you right now for your physical manifestation and your spiritual manifestation of yourselves in our lives, Lord. And we praise you, we magnify you, and we continue to lift your name up on high. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Praise God on this morning. We thank God for everybody who called in. We want to do a roll call at this time and see everybody who has called in and who is on the line for the meeting on this morning. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So the lines are open. Can we get a roll call at this time? Can we get a roll call at this time?
Apostle Thomas, Menifee, California.
Amen. We thank God for Apostle Thomas. Amen. Chosen generation on the line on this morning. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Who else is on the line on this morning? If nobody's on the line, there's no need for a meeting. Well, amen. Praise God. Okay. Praise God. Since Apostle Thomas is the only one online, praise God. Hallelujah. Apostle Thomas, we are going to relaunch A Chosen Generation this coming Friday at I just need to know which recording you want to be played, you know, between by Thursday. With A Chosen Generation by Thursday evening is when I need to know what recording you need to be played on Friday. Praise God. Amen. We thank
God.
Amen. Amen. We thank God for Minister Ray on the line. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So, Apostle Thomas, by Thursday night, I need to know what recording you want to be played from the 7 to the 8 o'clock hour. Amen. And I'll have to get with, I'll have to see what happened to Apostle Milton. Praise God. Amen. And see if he's going to be doing the 8 o'clock hour. You have the 7th, my time zone is 9 to 10 and 10 to 11.
Right. He should be following.
He'll be relaunching. I'm sorry?
Apostle York will be following me. He will be doing a live show.
Okay. All right, so we're not going to have any. Basically, yours is going to stay at the same time as we've been doing. Praise God, we're just relaunching. And okay. With Minister Ray, we're going to your show is going to be on Saturday mornings. Your program is going to be on Saturday mornings at hold on, I have the schedule here somewhere. Hold on 1 second. It'll be 11 o'clock my time, which will be 9 o'clock your time. That's right.
Amen. Amen. Get off.
Okay. Okay, yeah. The time slot for Fellowship of Unity will be 9 o'clock your time on Saturday morning. You changed the name again?
I'm going to change the name. Oh, yeah, I'm doing a new thing in my ministry. Do it, reshaping, redoing some stuff, cut some folks out, doing a whole bunch of just a reconstruction of everything. And that includes the name, my format, and sit down that the final piece. I wanted to see what it was going to entail this meet, though, this morning, and just what spot I was going to land at so I could finish reconstructing and redirecting, and also I could finalize where actually what I'll be doing, so I have it already the format. And so on Mondays it'll be as follow Monday morning manner. We do that into a Tuesday, Wednesdays, Thursdays. It'll just be prayer request, scripture, prayer, and an indie scripture, and we're done for the day. And then on Fridays, we have a regular service. Be about the only time Fridays and Saturdays well, I will offer a speaker on those days, but during the week, Fridays will be the day we go to implement Women of Courage again for the half an hour in the morning, 45 minutes for the women that's on the line, women of God on the line, to try to, in attempt to unify everybody on the line and get rid of those that I don't want to be unified. And so we had that for the women in the first half an hour, 45 minutes of every Friday. And then we have a speaker on that Friday. And then also Saturday, I take the time for myself and others to come out and participate on Saturday. That's good that I'm on Saturday because I no longer attend church on Sundays. So that's just what it is. And so that's good for me. That's good for the ministry. Name of it's going to be Word of Truth. That's what the new name is going to be, Word of Truth. And so Greater Faith Ministries. And so that's where I'm at. So good for my time. That's good for my time. Then I'll let you know, Elder Prevost, if actually that will I go every other Saturday, or will I just go go every Saturday? I'll let you know in the next 5 days, actually how that's going to play out when I get back to Sacramento. Amen. And so that is my. That's all I have to give right there. That was simple for my answer my all my questions and everything.
Okay, so you'll only have a speaker on Fridays and Saturdays?
That's it. And then,
okay,
you know,
and on Monday, you said Mondays, you still have a Monday morning manner. So you going to be speaking on Monday?
Yeah, I'll speak on Monday, start the week off.
Right.
And if somebody's available to speak, only can speak on a Monday, then I'll relinquish and let somebody else do it. But other than that, Tuesday, Wednesday, we just going straight to prayer. Prayer would be the focus.
It.
Prayer would be the focus. And I was thinking about also having an evening time, an hour of prayer incorporated. A lot of more people to be praying. We need to be praying more. And so I'm going to see how that's going to go. Can we get that going? If it's not feasible or probable for, you know, your ministry, I want to go in for your ministry, you know, hear you, hear Apostle Thomas, them sometime. So I don't want to clash with the time, you know, the time thing and stuff like that. So the better that, probably the less ministries that we got moving on days or we can attend to, I won't be on ministries during the week, except maybe yours, or I would visit Chosen Generation on Fridays. Other than that, I won't be on no ministries, not a one. And so if you ain't going forth, Elder Prevost and First Lady Prevost, or I know Apostle Thomas go on set on Fridays, other than that, don't even look for me. I won't be on no other ministries. But I don't want, I want to see how this is going to play out with you, because I would like to rejoin and hear you on your ministries. And if you able to do, then I don't want to clash. You understand what I was trying to say? I just want to come in and enjoy your ministry like before. So I wouldn't have to have our prayer in the evening time. But if not, you know, if there's a time I can get in during the week, then I will. But if not, no big deal. I just stick to the morning.
Okay. And we will, we'll see about that, because we do have some slots open, so we can do some, we're looking to do another slot during the week. Right now, we're just running basically three or four programs right now. On Sunday night, the Anointed Truth will be going forth on Sunday afternoon. Sunday nights at 9 o'clock our time, 7 o'clock y'all time. Praise God. So y'all can look forward to the Anointed Truth getting back into the rotation. So we have so right now what we're doing is clearing the weekends. We got on Friday nights, we have a Chosen Generation, followed by Consuming Fire. And then Saturday mornings, we will have Word of Truth, Greater Faith Ministries, with, of course, Minister Ray. And then on between Mondays and Thursdays.
Hold on 1 minute. Elder Prevost. Let me ask you something. I didn't mean to interrupt. Is it just me, you, and Apostle Thomas on this line?
I don't know. I have anonymous numbers on the line right now, so I don't know how many people are actually online right now.
Well, if it ain't no facilitators on the line, can we get off this line and get on another one? Just us?
Amen. Yeah, we can do that.
Hold on. I'm gonna text you. I'm going to text you, and I'm going to text Apostle Thomas.
Okay, Apostle Thomas, did you get that message?
Let me check and see.
No, you didn't get it. I said, I'm going to. Just hold straight.
Oh,
you're going to hang up.
All right.
Amen. Well, for those for whoever might be listening, that is our weekend lineup at this time. Praise God. We thank God for whoever, for everybody who called in and tuned in. Praise God. Amen. And we want everybody to be comfortable in our ministry. Praise God. As we just bring forth the word of the Lord. We thank God for Apostle Thomas. Amen. We thank God for Minister Ray on this morning. Amen. Praise God. We look forward to the kickoff this next weekend. Amen. Starting off with a chosen generation on Friday night, the word of truth on Saturday morning. Hallelujah. And the anointed truth of Christ on Sunday night. Praise God. Amen. So we just thank God for the move in the new year that God is making. Praise God. And we're going to go ahead and pray out. Amen. And I'm going to reconvene. Hallelujah. With the with the facilitators on another line. And we just thank God for each and every one of you on today. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you on today, Lord, for allowing us to come together. Hallelujah. Allowing us, Lord, to flourish in our ministries, Lord. Lord, we just want you to continue to lead us and guide us in the direction that you want us to go, Lord. And we just thank you, Lord. We magnify your name. We praise your name. And, Lord, we love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Praise God. And we want to remind everybody, do not forget to go to our Facebook pages and like them. Go to our YouTube channel and subscribe to Care Church Incorporated. Praise God. I guarantee it'll be a blessing. You'll see what God can manifest in your life on tomorrow. Amen. I'll hook up with y'all in about 5 minutes. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen.